Exactly, and then the windscreen will just block any.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Excess
is that
air
fun?
Noises and junk.
And then like good stuff. That
it's all techie, you know. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's great.
Fabulous, in cool. fact. Yes. Going to be super distracted this whole mic check trying to think of my buzzer for later. It's another thing. Like,
I gotta think of one.
Yeah, the buzzer, like, it can be something like meow. But, like, typically we keep it, like, short so that you have a chance. Because I did Steve Holt before.
Steve Holt!
It was, like, really hard to get in.
Yeah, it's single syllable is...
the best.
Preferred.
So Chewbacca noise is, like, out of question.
If you can do a really short Chewbacca noise.
If you can do it really well, really short...
I
wasn't going for Chewy. That was
a lot of
a
these
different...
can be brought down a bit.
I just like to. Yeah, I'm not even listening. I'm waiting until he gets the levels.
Yeah, give it time. Because it's that was.
Sorry for being so loud in your ears,
that was...
Dan.
Well, no. I just know that this. I think there's a lot more energy here than there was last week. So things kind of.
Yes.
Went up.
There was the whole going.
That too.
That was super. That was loud.
But also, sorry for that.
You have to do the Beyonce thing where you kind of pull away a little bit. Let it.
Oh. Yeah. If you're
let it out there.
If you know you're going to yell, if you feel compelled to yell, you can
do it back here.
And then it.
And then it sounds
not
really weird.
Not that far away, though. Of course.
Yes. That's my introduction. Can that be my introduction today? Today our guest is not Beyonce, Katie Shea Roberts. Please, just once. It's my one request.
Okay, how about as a nickname?
Not Beyonce Robertson?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cute.
Or you could have it be a special guest episode.
That feels kind of mean at the same
not
time.
Not Beyonce? No, because I'm.
I mean, it's
fabulous.
It's factually accurate. But at the same time, it's just. It sounds like calling it. I was like, by the way, she's not Beyonce, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I bet there are a lot of listeners who are wondering. I wonder if producer Katie is in fact Beyonce, and that's why during Beyonce's tours, she's never in the studio. Yeah, that's right.
Or giving birth to small baby. Folk.
Don't you put that on me, Dan Whalen.
No, I'm saying Beyonce had that going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Pardon right. Me? She had blue.
Blue.
The baby.
Baby looks too
Which,
much like Jay-Z.
Last night, while I was working, there was a group sitting at the bar who said that they wanted to go and try to capture every Twitter name of famous people, like they're just getting on the boat now for this concept. It was like, you know what? I bet we'd still be able to get Blue Ivy, even though it's been how many weeks since and so many.
It's been more than weeks.
I generalize because I really don't know.
Several.
I know it's
months.
Happened. And then.
I don't know. She looks now. Good again already, and she's modeling for H&M. So.
And supposedly, possibly knocked up again already.
Really?
So I Convenient recall from her. Gossip
they
at
are
work.
Fertile. All right.
I think they're just, you know, getting him out of the way.
I
one,
mean,
two, three.
That's the way to do it, right? Because it's like you're already all
another one
pregnancy Lady. Body, and then it's like, why would I want to get fit and then just get pregnant again? This is woman's perspective.
Like,
yeah, just shoot him out like a t-shirt gun and be done.
Like a t-shirt gun.
Into a crowd of hundreds
gun.
Of people.
That's exactly what I'm picturing.
They have an Oprah moment and be like, you get a baby! You get a baby! You all get babies.
But it has that definite arc to it. It's like,
I want the baby! Shoot the baby at me!
This one looks too much like Jay-Z.
And of course...
Put it back.
Somebody won't just palm the
throw
thing.
It back, just throw
It'll
it
kind
back.
Of bounce around.
Yeah. It'll be like a beach ball situation.
Oh, but a little bit slicker.
Ew. Someone will kind of catch the baby and it'll like land on the ground and then they'll pick it up and be like, yeah,
good! Still good!
And they'll hand it to their son and their son will throw it back like you do.
No siblings!
There can be only one!
Blue Ivy doesn't like. So they, that's what their baby's going to sound like, all grown up.
While at the next baseball game.
Yep. No siblings.
Which, that's something I didn't understand. I was just at a Twins game recently, and people brought babies. And I don't get
to
that.
Bro?
No.
That's my first thing.
No, I mean even just to observe. I understand, like, you don't want to get a babysitter when you're going out to an event, but to pay for an extra ticket in order to facilitate for a baby.
You know what it is?
You have to pay for
it. It's for Instagram photos.
if they're taking up a seat, I imagine. Aww. It's not like...
baby's first Twins game.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you remember this, Johnny? When you were several months old, we brought you to a Twins game.
Or a Twins fanatic.
Uncle Jim poured a beer on you. It was hilarious.
We tried to take one of those drunk baby photos. Like, we didn't get you
but
drunk,
then you
but
actually threw up.
Drunk.
It just
we didn't realize
we
that
it.
The babies weren't actually drunk in those photos before we... Yeah.
We thought you could handle three beers. What were we thinking?
You were a lightweight.
Yeah, what the hell? It didn't make sense to me, and of course they were crying the entire time. So
yeah.
That's really the root of the complaint, but at the same time...
Is it safe for me to put on my headphones now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's better. It's better. Okay. Yeah. I think. Optimistic.
That reminds
me... We're settling in.
I saw a thing today where this couple had passed out all these little goodie bags with a note... Like, it was from, because they had, like, basically these newborn twin babies that they had to take on a plane for, like, a funeral or something.
Mm.
And because they had to bring the babies on the plane, you know, babies are notorious for screaming because their ears pop and there's nothing they can do about it. Yeah.
And they don't comprehend the...
Exactly. Yeah, the obnoxiousness level. It's not like you can go up to a baby and it's like, are you fucking kidding me, kid?
Just
you
chew some gum, kid. Come on.
Obviously. What if Be a man like the rest of us.
What if you could do that to babies? What if they're like, oh...
Oh.
Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe no one's ever tried it. Maybe no one's ever tried to put a baby
like
in their
place.
I feel
like in 100 years, babies will just have these things that will allow them to comprehend a little bit faster.
Or we will
and
have...
Bad
and communicate
will happen.
With them, yeah. You know?
Uh-huh. Or we will have invented just like a spaceman bubble that we can put over their heads so that all of their screaming is contained.
I just assume
translated.
At this point that all babies know sign language. So just like... Do, like, if you're across from the aisle from one, just do the no signal, like, really
but
viciously.
But when they're screaming, aren't their eyes just, like, shut as closed as
I like to think
be?
That they can see.
Through their eyes.
It's a facade. I don't know.
Logic.
What? But anyway, they passed out this goodie bag and, like, a note, like, I'm sorry if we whine,
I'm
blah,
sorry
blah, blah,
in
blah,
advance.
Blah. And, like, well, it wasn't from the parents. They wrote it like it was from the twin babies and everything. They're like, we're sorry if we whine or cry or scream or blah, blah, blah. And then it said, our parents have earplugs and they're in seat, blah, 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 if you want or need them and whatever. Yeah. So I was like, all right.
Thoughtful babies.
Yeah, seriously.
That's actually, that would be a nice backup service. I mean, you said it was for a funeral or something, right?
Yeah, there was some reason they had to take them on the plane,
so
and they realized that, yeah.
It'd be nice if even the airline could facilitate something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
oh, we have infants on board. Please try to not be annoyed. It's the necessary flight.
Like, I feel like that
please
could be a...
Please enjoy your complimentary Hershey's bar.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a tolerable check mark on my filling out information to get a ticket online.
Yeah.
Like, say, I will have an infant check. Okay, well then everyone else will be getting earplugs.
Yep.
For that their own sanity.
Or like if it's a real nice flight, noise canceling headphones.
$5 minimum.
Yeah.
For the flight. Because those things are expensive.
Yeah, they
yes,
are.
Yes, they are.
It's ridiculous. There was some hacking thing, like basically like this little article fun time blog that I read on like hacking different types of technology, and it was all kind of really dumb, and one of them was like earmuffs can be hacked to make excellent noise canceling headphones, and there's like no they can't.
No.
Yeah,
that would be noise isolating headphones.
Yeah, well the idea
thank
is
you very much
like you basically put earbuds into them and it's like,
that's another thing. Careful when you're setting down your beverage because it does. Did you hear how it kind of picked
I'm so
up?
Sorry.
When...
I won't touch it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm new here.
No, it's cool.
Welcome.
Thanks.
You can sit back and relax. Oh, if you want. I'm just the type of person who like sits way far forward, will go back with you.
Okay. Yeah. To a point. Yep. You can bring it back.
But the other thing, it's a whole new world. We need and should do cool photos now while I'm thinking about it, because that's one thing that we definitely need for the website. Oh, and look, there's face detection and everything.
Yay,
and
we
then
have
it
faces.
Gets kind of blurry. I tried to take a bunch of fun photos or more candid, weird face ones, because those make for better bonus track ones.
That's true.
That's a bonus track.
It'll be things like this, because, I mean, we're recording right now.
Yeah, we're like checking the mic levels now.
By the way, phone's on silent, if not currently.
Silent. Silenced. Beat everyone to that party.
Atta girl.
I'm not Beyonce.
Okay.
Still feels negative.
That's because being Beyonce is such a positive thing.
Or, like, highly criticized.
Meh.
Why did you go to Cuba? What the hell?
Why wouldn't I go to Cuba?
I know, right?
I would have made a pun if I could have thought of one faster.
Kelly, I liked your idea of baby translators.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
They invented those on The Simpsons, remember?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He like got some money for it.
By
Stormageddon.
But I'd just be...
Danny DeVito.
I'd be interested to hear what a baby is screaming about on the plane.
It'd be great if you had also like different voice options.
Like a British man for a baby.
They're complimentary peanuts, but I have no teeth.
See, I feel like there would be a number of available selections, or supposedly available selections, but a lot like Adventure Time. There's only one that truly works, and it's kind of mismatched.
Like the old man one.
For the Rainicorns, yeah.
Yes.
I've pooped my pants.
I don't quite appreciate this smell I'm receiving right now.
I'm wallowing in my own filth and I can't do a thing about it.
I speak baby, so I know exactly what they're thinking.
I bet they have really profound thoughts, like they know things that we don't even know.
Green! That thing's green! I remember green! It's green!
Or like you just get dumber as you get older and we just don't realize it. The more you learn, the more your inner knowledge is...
It's just being pushed out your ear.
Yes.
I could see that.
Move. Babies are like idiots. Why aren't you screaming and crying and sleeping all the time?
The future has already been dictated to us through Baby Geniuses, the movie.
That's right.
That was a classic movie.
That really was.
I actually never saw it.
Did that have Kirstie Alley in it?
Maybe.
I think
she was in that.
I don't know.
I think that was one of her movies.
I feel like there are a number of people trying to recover their careers and then...
After Baby Geniuses?
No.
There's no recovering.
And then after.
There's nowhere to go after Baby Geniuses. Oh my gosh.
Surprises didn't get
Except
any
Except for kindergarten.
Words. Yeah.
Except for the babies, because they can grow up.
True. I just... I don't know.
And maybe become stars.
Probably not.
Probably not. No. I agree.
Yeah.
You may remember me from my role as a baby in Baby Geniuses.
Baby number two.
I was the smart one.
I was the stunt double for baby number two.
Kind of like the E-Trade baby resume. It's like, hey, you know, like 20 years ago, there were these commercials that starred me, but I wasn't actually speaking. I was just kind of hanging out there for a little bit.
But it clearly demonstrates my acting ability, so you should hire me based on that.
Sound a lot like Pete Holmes, though.
Because if you look at my eyes, I was totally expressing what
I
was
speaking. Did you see me emoting?
Nailed it.
I listened to Tyra all those years. And I smiled
with
my
eyes.
That was for you, Kelly.
Thanks. I got it.
Good. Boys.
Boy noise.
Is that something Tyra Banks would say?
Yeah,
you gotta smile with your eyes.
You gotta frown, but then you gotta smile with your eyes. You gotta look fierce while you're like happy.
I can't do it.
So you have to be bipolar, she says.
Bipolar to be a model.
Just like Tyra. Yeah.
Just like Tyra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Molly loves Tyra Banks because of the ridiculous things she says on her talk show. Like, someone asked her a question, was like, Tyra, where is your favorite place in the whole world that you visited? And she said, Santa Fe, New Mexico. And then to defend her answer, she said, everything's all brown.
Oh, honey.
Not really selling this.
Santa Fe is very brown, but it's like a reddish brown.
Yeah. Wasn't there another model who like chucked a phone at their assistant or something of the like?
Oh, it's probably happened many times.
Naomi Campbell?
Possibly.
Maybe? I don't know. She seems like
the
that type.
Who throw a cell phone.
Yeah. She's so sassy.
So sassy. Huh. Anyway. Models. Gossip that we know nothing about. Rumors.
I was
Did you guys hear Jennifer
like,
Aniston and Brad Pitt are back together?
I heard she's a man.
And I heard that Brad Pitt's into that.
Because Angelina Jolie is now not so much.
That's true.
She's a little manly, too.
But she feels great, I've heard, according to some news organizations.
So a lot of weight off her chest.
Oh, that might be my noise later.
Oh, yeah, that it was great to have Moots and his ringtone, which was the Perry sound, which I wish I could do.
That was good. Yeah, I hate iPhone for that. Like, my Android, I could set a ringtone, like, whatever I wanted it to be at any given time. So it was like, Emily had the Powerpuff Girls theme song as her ringtone. And my dad had the song from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which Dracula sings.
It's getting
kind of hard to believe things are going to get easier. I'm not going to go on.
Oh, no. We've had a number of
I'm not Beyonce.
Ringtone conversations. Because I know that my most recent one has come up at least once. Where it's the French laugh from The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Because it's one of those things, you will hear it in any situation, and everything will stop at that moment, because that's the weirdest thing to hear.
And it becomes the most important text message you've ever received.
Yes, yes.
Is it the hee-hee, ha-ha-ha?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's good.
Wait.
Play it.
He got
it. I will play
it for all of us.
Mine's still just the TARDIS.
Yeah.
From Doctor Who.
Bye,
really
Matt
annoying
Smith.
When we're asleep.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what else to.
I'm like, doctor? No doctor. Damn it. I woke up for nothing. Yep, not missing that one ever. No excuses.
Though,
if you ever like, oh, Katie, I didn't get your text because I didn't notice it. I'm going to be like, bullshit, well, Dan.
And I mean, plus with the pebble, it's on my wrist and I see
it
anyway.
True.
But the other one, the classic that Adam knows, of course.
Whoa.
Yep. I had to do the short one because the long one
got
kind of awkward at work. I had to stop it.
That's why.
Our open mouth kissing booth, more like your open mouth kissing booth. You know my policy regarding fatties.
Thank you. I wish that show would come back. Of all shows, I feel like that could get a second season going.
This is right. Clone High, for those of you unaware.
Write a letter to Netflix.
And MTV. And
they put Goosebumps on Netflix. I
what?
Don't want to watch
Magic
it.
Magic School Bus!
Yes! When you put that on Facebook, I like flipped out. I was already super happy because Adam and I were watching Star Wars Episode 1.
Oh, I was
sorry,
happy
Episode
for
4.
That.
Episode 4. In my mind, episode it's 1 because four. It's the first one that counts. Mm. We were watching Episode that. 4, and I saw that on Facebook, and I jumped up and down like a giddy child, and I was like, Magic School Bus? You don't understand. Frizzle is back! She's back in my life.
Season 1, though. Only season 1.
Yeah.
There are 3 other seasons with... the only one I can remember is from season 4, where Arnold eats too many, like, seaweedies, which is like seaweed, but with some weird orange crap in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so by eating so many of them, Arnold turns orange, and they talk about pigments and stuff.
I remember that one.
And, like, Arnold's set to receive an award at some... Like, he's in a group that celebrates rocks or something.
Or like most cautious children at school ever.
Possibly. And so he is as orange as his hair.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. Finally. And it's like the fourth season, so anymore. We can't get it yet, but first season.
I hope that like Netflix is going to continue to put out seasons of things that are on there that succeed, I hope.
Yeah, like how Venture Brothers has just started season 5 right now on Cartoon Network, but it only has first season on.
Yeah, and they just put Bob's Burgers season 2 on a couple months ago.
I've been keeping up with that because of you.
Isn't it funny?
On Hulu, yeah.
Yeah, I'm amused by that. I really am.
I haven't started with that
one yet. Yeah, I watched the first two episodes. This is probably
hold on.
This is probably more episode material.
Yeah,
this is
I was going to say, we've hit a lot already, and it's like,
we'll cover it again. Yeah. I'll act just as interested.
Yeah.
Because I'm not Beyonce.
About those burgers.
Let's get into it. I mean,
well, I was going to...
Once we take our break, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, if anyone needs an additional beverage, this is the time, bathroom, etc. And, yeah, then we'll hop into the show. It'll be about a 20-25 minute conversation. And then another break, and then we'll play Movie Bluff again tonight. Have you been briefed on that at all?
Yeah, I watched a couple of the podcasts, and then they told me.
About it on the way over.
Yeah, so gotta make up a buzzer, gotta know my movies.
Yep.
Basically. Pretty much.
TV shows too.
TV shows too, okay.
Right, yeah.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
That's the biggest thing.
If we say, if they say, like, Katherine Heigl movie, then you can set. Then you can go with the TV
show.
Oh. I don't know any TV shows.
I know, I was going to say Katherine Heigl.
Grey's Anatomy.
That's right.
What was, like, what was
original.
It?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Katherine Heigl.
I hate Grey's Anatomy, so it makes sense.
There you go. All right.